Golden Valley generates nearly 90% of its electricity with diesel, coal, and other fossil fuels. But now the utility's exploring cleaner and greener ways to generate power with renewable energy sources like wind and solar.
We recognize that the CO2 emissions are problematic in our environment, and that we want to make sure that we do everything we can to reduce those.
That's former Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson talking 2 years ago about the carbon reduction goal the utility's board of directors had just adopted. That was one of several objectives in a 2018 plan that also included a study of the utility's aging Healy 1 power plant and what to do about it when it reaches the end of its useful life. Those are among the top reasons that Golden Valley last month issued an invitation for proposals on electrical generating facilities powered by renewable energy sources.
One of our strategic directives this year is to work on a generation plan and what the future generation is going to look like.
Golden Valley's Acting Member Services Director Abby Dillard says the request for information or RFI that calls for renewable power proposals requires the systems to contribute to the utility's carbon reduction goal while complying with its longtime imperative to produce electricity reliably and at the lowest possible cost.
We are very interested in renewable projects as long as the cost makes sense for our members.
The RFI calls for proposals on renewable power facilities that would produce 15 to 30 megawatts, for which Golden Valley will pay 9 cents a kilowatt hour. Golden Valley senior engineer Nathan Minima says soliciting renewable energy proposals could help the utility realize new ways to generate power cost effectively with few or no emissions.
So that we could, you know, evaluate different proposals and see which one would be most beneficial to us, and also kind of open the door to see what other options may be out there.
Minima says some of those ideas could be integrated into the power generation plan that the 2018 strategic directives also called for. That plan will, among other things, consider whether Golden Valley should upgrade the 54-year-old Healy 1 power plant with costly emission controls, including a selective catalytic reduction unit, or SCR, or shut down the 25-megawatt coal-fired power plant and replace it with another power source. Dillard says the utilities board must make that decision next year.
By the end of 2022, we would need to notify whether we are going to elect to retire Healy Unit 1 or install an SCR. And then if we were planning to retire, we would need to shut down the plant by December 31st, 2024.
Minima says the renewable power systems that Golden Valley will be considering wouldn't replace Healy 1, but he says the new power source would augment Golden Valley's mix of electrical generating facilities.
We're going to be considering those projects in light of our generation strategic planning, and that includes Healy 1 retirement, that includes potential capital upgrades on existing generation units.
Dillard says the renewable power proposals must be submitted to Golden Valley no later than April 30th, and she says the RFI requires the system the utility selects to be operational by 2025. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.